Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. One of the biggest stories of 2022 is the open borders in this country, and a now new bombshell report has come out with actual video of Biden's Department of Homeland Security admitting that they have actually freed, listen carefully, over 150,000 border crossers into the U.S. without a court date. When did they do this? They're admitting they did it all throughout 2021. The Attorney General Ashley Moody of Florida has now put out this audio of this information coming from the Biden's top team that's supposed to be protecting our border. And what we now know is that President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security has released more than 150,000 border crossers, illegal aliens, without even a notice to appear. That's called an NTA, an immigration court. They released these 150,000 border crossers without a notice to appear into the United States of America, they're now admitting, in 2021. How do we know this? Because they actually said it out loud and they said it on video. Take a listen to this from the Attorney General's office releasing this in Florida in this bombshell report.
You know, Operation Horizon, the background on this, for you guys that may be new to it, you know, over the summer, we had well over 150,000 folks come in. They were issued a piece of paper that said, go find somebody in ICE. And that was pretty much it. So there was no processing. I know this isn't something that you guys asked for. And I can assure you that no one in the criminal alien program asked for it either. But like you guys, we are we're problem solvers. So we're going to move forward and try to get this this issue solved.
This is a DHS effort. Why? Because as I saw on the original emails, we all know our frustration with the influx of cases. But at this point is, how can we move on? Obviously, like I said, there's going to be more Operation Horizons because the issue hasn't been fixed. Okay, so until we don't fix it, we need to do something.
Since March 2021, CBP has been releasing non-citizens on prosecutorial discretion or humanitarian parole and directing them to report to the nearest ICE office where they intend to reside. This process does not address the underlying challenges regarding ICE's congressionally mandated responsibility to locate, arrest, and place into removal proceedings those non-citizens who are not in the possession of a valid unexpired entry document. Under Operation Horizon, ICE law enforcement officers will identify, locate, and place into removal proceedings those non-citizens who CBP released into the United States after March 15, 2021.
My colleagues and my esteemed colleagues, like I said, that behind the scenes, we are trying to make sure that we do something good and that we do it good because we all want to look good. Okay, so we have a mission. I'm very passionate about what we do, and this is what I want to make sure that you get the best of it.
Wow. Their own words. How do we know all this? As part of a lawsuit against Biden's expansive catch and release network, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody obtained internal DHS footage revealing the extent to which the agency released hundreds and hundreds of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior without even giving them a notice to appear. In other words, without even giving them a court date. They just said, hey, come on in. You're out of here. We don't know where you're going. We don't know who you are. We don't know if you're a domestic terrorist. We don't know if you're a drug cartel member. We don't know if you're a member of a horrible gang like MS-13. We have no idea. Just leave. Leave it. And when they say leave, they mean go into America and disappear. This is how Biden has been running our open border. In particular, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement official, you just heard there, telling agents that more than 150,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into the U.S. interior without a notice to appear in the summer of 2021. That's just what they're admitting to, folks. Biden's DHS started the practice that we're being told, again, from their own words, in March of 2021. You know, over the summer, we had well over 150,000 folks come in. The ICE official states they were issued a piece of paper that said, find somebody in ICE. And that was pretty much it. There was no processing. We don't have any paperwork on these people. We have nothing on them. I know this isn't something that you guys asked for, as I can assure you that no one in the criminal alien program asked for it either. Moody then suggests that in a statement that the Biden administration is proactively releasing border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. towns and cities with no intention of deporting them, even if they are found to not have valid asylum claims. Now, you have to claim political asylum, right? That someone's going to kill you when you go back and the government's going to persecute you and your country, yada, yada, yada. Now, these illegal immigrants are coached up by the coyotes. They tell them what to say, right? You can't send me back. I'll die. The government, my government will arrest me and kill me for leaving, yada, yada, yada. Moody, the attorney general in Florida, is now accusing the Biden administration of, quote, this has been this administration's plan all along. No reason to believe it's not, based on the number of people coming across the border. The latest estimates show that from February of 2021 to October of 2022, Biden's DHS has released at least 1.4 million border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. Many of those released last year were given only notices to report, which asks arrivals to check in with ICE whenever or wherever they resettle. Do they do that? No, of course they don't. Why would they? Now, Mayorkas, who's supposed to be in charge of protecting us at the border, the Department of Homeland Security chief, has now called for amnesty. Yes, he wants amnesty and more immigration, as Title 42 remains. In response, the Supreme Court of the United States of America keeping Title 42 in place at the U.S.-Mexico border, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas is now calling on Congress to approve President Joe Biden's plan, giving amnesty to every illegal alien while increasing foreign competition in the labor market. The Supreme Court announced that Title 42, the public health authority first imposed in 2020, would remain in place to help quickly deport illegal aliens arriving at the border until at least the summer of 2023. Mayorkas, in an official statement by DHS, is now urging Congress, you must pass amnesty and mass immigration, mass migration plan while Title 42 remains in place. Their official statement reads this way, quote, we will continue to manage the border. They're not managing it. It's wide open. But we do so within the constraints of a decades-old immigration system that everyone agrees is broken. It wasn't broken when Trump was in office. It was working. You guys are refusing to enforce the laws in the books, claiming it's broken, trying to use us as bargaining power for amnesty. We need Congress to pass the comprehensive immigration reform legislation that President Biden proposed the day he took office, which, again, was amnesty. All right, but first, I got to tell you about an amazing product that you're going to love. It is the loudest, truly portable, waterproof Bluetooth speaker on the market. Now, if you're looking for a gift for any man in your life, they will freak out. If you're thinking about Christmas in advance, I promise you, any dude in your life will freak out, or any person that loves to be outdoors. Women love this as well because they can take it with them anywhere and listen to music. It is the loudest, truly waterproof, and ultra-long battery life portable speaker. You can also customize it with collegiate color combinations. You can mix and match the color box with a custom handle to create your team's colors. Now, this is the perfect gift for somebody that loves to hunt or tailgate. This is for someone that likes to go fishing. If you like to do anything outdoors, even just hang out on the back patio, it is the perfect sound system you can take anywhere, and it's the perfect gift. So if you want the ultimate speaker when you're outdoors, go to turtleboxaudio.com. That's turtleboxaudio.com. You are going to get a special discount code. If you use the code Ben, you'll get $20 off and free shipping. So check it out, turtleboxaudio.com. Use promo code Ben for free shipping and $20 off.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, this decision by the DHS, obviously under Biden, comes after a federal judge struck down Title 42 last month. And while the Biden administration has not asked the court to preserve the public health authority, 19 states have successfully gotten Chief Justice John Roberts to issue an administrative stay last week. Immediately after taking office, Biden introduced the plan that would give amnesty to 12 million to 22 million illegal aliens. That's the media's number. Who knows what it actually is? While also expanding legal immigration to import more foreign workers against whom working and middle-class Americans would have to compete for U.S. jobs. This would hurt our economy, especially of American citizens. They just want to give it away, folks. They want to give away 20-plus million. Just amnesty. Here it is. You're an American citizen. Bam. You get everything that the American citizens get instantly. You broke in this country, here's your reward. Now, the other part that's scary is the census numbers are showing that foreign-born population increases have happened across all 50 states in 2022 because of the wide open border. The foreign-born population grew across all 50 states and Washington, D.C. this year as a result of the nation's decade-long legal immigration levels. That's what the United States Census Bureau figures are now showing. The foreign-born population grew nationwide. California, Florida, and Texas saw the highest gains. California, which lost overall residents this year, added 128,000 immigrants or illegal immigrants to its population. The South, with 128.7 million residents, was the fastest growing region in the nation this year. It was fueled by 868,000 Americans moving to the area, from other states and the arrival of almost 415,000 immigrants. The U.S. population hit 333.3 million residents this year. More than 80% of the population growth is due to the nation's immigration levels rising, where more than a million foreign nationals are given green cards each year and another million arrive on temporary work visas to take American jobs. The process known as chain migration, wherein newly naturalized citizens can sponsor an unlimited number of foreigners, foreign relatives for green cards, drives more than 70% of the nation's legal immigration every year. In fact, without the continued flow of legal immigration in the U.S., the population would have stabilized naturally with about 245,000 new residents added. But that's not what Democrats have. Research conducted last year shows that the nation's foreign-born population is projected to hit a record nearly 70 million in the U.S. by 2060 if current legal immigration levels go unreduced. Now, that has nothing to do with illegal immigrants coming across the border. This is just the legal green cards, the legal immigration levels that we're doing right now. We'll have 70 million people that we've allowed in this country legally by 2060. That has nothing to do with those coming across the border illegally. Today's foreign-born population sits in America at 48 million. It is already the largest number of immigrants ever recorded in American history, and Democrats say we need more. Why? Because these are prospective voters to the Democratic Party to turn this country into a socialist country. You have to understand something. The majority of immigrants that are coming to this country are actually coming from countries that have a socialist political system. They're much more likely to vote for socialism because that's what they grew up under. They're not shocked at the idea of everybody kind of being on the same level, on the same playing field. They're not shocked, okay, by the idea of having the government pay for everything, healthcare, the whole nine yards. Democrats want them in here, and they want them in here desperately because they understand they will vote for socialism because it's normalized in their mind because they are coming from socialist nations. And this has nothing to do with all the illegal immigrants that are coming across the border. New York Times has just come out saying that Title 42 doesn't exactly stop people from coming. They said this morning on CNN. Listen.
Of course, because that is the law at this right. point. Zolan, what is the White House strategy here? What do they do?
Yeah, well, for many, when you talk to folks observing the White House, within the White House, this policy has somewhat become a sort of stopgap in the void of a sort of consistent functioning plan at the border. Title 42, while President Biden, and even during the campaign, committed to unwinding many of the Trump-era border policies, Title 42 was one you didn't hear about as much, even dating back to the campaign. We know that throughout the past 2 years, it's also been a point of tension for immigration advisors and the aides working on the border within the White House. You've had those that have argued that it does show a message of deterrence and sends a message that could try to deter a surge at the border, which has also been pretty dubious when you talk to career officials down there. Title 42 doesn't exactly stop people from coming. It just prevents them from staying in detention facilities in the U.S. and allows Border Patrol agents to rapidly turn them away. But it doesn't stop people from coming. So when you talk to members of Congress and when you see members of Congress now also using it as a sort of negotiating chip in these different congressional negotiations over immigration, when you see the White House continue to rely on it now under court order, yes, what it really does expose in a way is this void of any congressional action when it comes to actually efficient border policy or a consistent plan from the White House as well.
A consistent plan from the White House as well. New York Times, they're saying Title 42 doesn't exactly stop people from coming. It just prevents them from staying in detention facilities in the U.S. and allows Border Patrol agents to rapidly turn them away. But if they're not being directed to do that, they're not going to do that. These people are brilliant, right? I mean, this really is, if you think about it, brilliant. We'll keep doing it. We're going to make it get to a point where there is no way in hell that you could even possibly imagine deporting 20 million illegal immigrants in this country. We'll make it impossible for that to be an option so that the only option is for you to give them amnesty. That will be the only option that you have. This is the plan, folks. It's a brilliant one. You fundamentally can change this country with illegal immigrants. You can bring in people that are excited about socialism. You can bring in people that are excited about communism. You can bring in a totally new voting bloc that will love you forever because you're the party that gave them American citizenship, and that's when it's game over. Title 42, they're not going to stop there, folks. They're not going to listen and obey the law. The ACLU came out this morning also saying, well, people are overstating what's happening at the border. Everybody calm down.
Well, and he also makes the point that it's an accurate point that Congress hasn't done its job to address this since comprehensive immigration reform, I think 1986, the last big one.
Right.
It got through under the Reagan administration. I do want your response, though, to the, what the Republican-led states are saying here, 19 of them who have prevailed for now.
Right.
Quote, the greatly increased number of migrants resulting from this termination will necessarily increase states' law enforcement, education, and healthcare costs. They're saying we can't bear the cost of this. Do you think you, how do you think you prevail then when the court hears this out more fully?
Well, I think ultimately what the court will hopefully say is what Justice Gorsuch said. If you want to talk about border management, let's talk about that. If there are policies that deal directly with border management, we'll address those, address the legality of them, and also from a public policy measure. But you can't misuse a public health law. It was not intended to regulate the border. I also think people are overstating what's happening at the border. If you close the border for so long, of course there's going to be a temporary influx of people, but ultimately it'll even out. And the federal government has more than enough resources to deal with this.
But do you think they're prepared for it? If they have the resources, are they, do they have a plan to actually use it when this is no longer?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I think they do have a plan, but ultimately I think Title 42 is acting as a crutch. And once it goes, they will then have to surge those resources. What we saw with the Ukrainians, which was great, is them surging resources, processing 100,000 people. We can do this. It's sort of a will where there's a will, there's a way kind of thing. And I think there's no question they can do it. And I think the NGOs and other states around the country are prepared to help. But we can't have a system where there's zero asylum.
And Lee, your position is clear. I mean, you are obviously not in support of Title 42 remaining.
Right.
Which means that the government, that the people seeking asylum can just get rejected and pushed back.
Exactly.
Into.
I love how they're just pushing this, right? You're inhumane if you want to have a secure border. You're inhumane if you don't want to allow anybody to come into America, right? You're inhumane if you don't want unlimited migration. Now Democrats are coming out saying, well, Title 42 was never about protecting against COVID. This is about keeping people out of America illegally. If it was, is that a bad thing? But before I get into that part of the story, I want to tell you a little bit about my good friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you are ready to have an impact every time that you use your phone, and I'm talking about having an impact by supporting First and Second Amendment rights, supporting the rights of the unborn, and fighting back every time you make a phone call, you need to know about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative Christian mobile phone provider. And they are using your phone bill when you pay it every month to actually fight for conservative causes while saving you money. Now, this isn't any extra add-on to your bill. They take a portion of your bill every month and they give it back to fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has now been attacked by the big media. Big tech is now coming after them, and that's why I want you to support them. If you want an affordable plan and you want to get the same great coverage you have right now, switch to Patriot Mobile. You're going to save money, and they use the same exact towers you're using right now. It's an affordable plan for you and your family or even your business or small business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use the same towers. If you haven't found out about Patriot Mobile, check them out. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. 972-PATRIOT. Check them out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MSNBC going all in, saying, how dare us actually think that Title 42 should protect anybody, right? They said it was never about protecting us against COVID. They were just bigots and racists going to keep people out of this country. Take a listen.
So certainly these images here reflect, John Holland, what a humanitarian crisis this is, but it's also a political story. We know this is a policy put in place by the Trump administration. The Biden White House has said they want it to go away, but they weren't ready for it just yet. And senior White House advisors tell me yesterday they breathed a bit of a sigh of relief at this stay because they know when or if Title 42 is lifted, there'd be a huge influx of migrants and potentially a political headache for this administration.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, this is one of these places where having the court do certain things for an administration is kind of helpful and politically because you can kind of push it off on the court. But that kind of raises the question, Dave Ehrenberg. You mentioned the Gorsuch dissent. He says in his dissent, the current border crisis is not a COVID crisis. We are a court of law, not policymakers of last resort. I'd just like you to talk a little bit more about that because it's so widely assumed that there's a conservative block now that the conservatives all vote the same way. Yet here we see Gorsuch. There's a split among a 6-3 majority. Again, 6-3 majority. You got Gorsuch in the minority here on this dissent. Are there any kinds of what does that kind of split suggest potentially about the ways in which this conservative majority might not be as monolithic as a lot of people assume as we go forward?
Yeah, John, Chief Justice Roberts has the reputation of being an institutionalist. Gorsuch, amongst the legal community, has a reputation of being the principled one. Well, you can argue about that, but he did stand for his judicial restraint principles here, because this is not judicial restraint. This is the judges doing something that Congress has refused to do. And you know, when it comes to immigration, there's always so much hypocrisy, especially amongst the politicians. The biggest advocates for Title 42 now were the people who were the biggest opponents of government restrictions when it came to COVID. I mean, a lot of them mock the seriousness of the pandemic, but now when it comes to a COVID era CDC policy on immigration, they lead the charge for strict lockdowns. There is a real problem at the border. We can all acknowledge that. And the asylum system is broken. We need comprehensive immigration reform badly. But Title 42 exists because Congress won't do its job. And whether Title 42 is helpful or hurtful, it's based on a falsehood. This was never really about protecting against COVID. This was about stopping migrants over the southern border. And that's what Justice Gorsuch got. And now that Biden has declared the pandemic over, the gig is up.
And for now,
I love this. The gig is up. All right, let me explain this to you the way that it needs to actually be talked about here, okay? The gig's not up because that's not what this was about. What this was about when Donald Trump did it was, all right, if you're going to put all these rules and regulations on Americans and you're going to shut down businesses and schools and make us wear masks and do all the insanity that you had done, shutting down restaurants, shutting down small businesses, then we're sure as hell not going to allow a bunch of illegal immigrants to come across the border with COVID. All right, that's why they did it at the very beginning. Just understand that. Now, Many Democrats are still obsessed with COVID and wanting to have other lockdowns and silencing of people, all right? That anybody that says that that's not what they're trying to do, you're stupid. And this Title 42 is like, hey, if you're sick, if we believe you're sick, we're not letting you into this country so that you put a strain on our health system, number one. And two, so that we can immediately turn you away at the border so you don't infect a bunch of Americans so we don't have another outbreak that you guys then try to use to shut us down again. There's no hypocrisy here. This just makes good sense. This isn't hypocrisy at all if you actually understand the issue. This is crap from the left. Now, Democrats want to get rid of Title 42 as fast as they can so that there can be a total onslaught. And notice how they say, well, we know the system's broken. We know the system's broken. All right, was it broken when Donald Trump was president? No. So what changed? The enforcement of the laws that we have on the books. That's the only thing that changed. Okay, the only thing that changed are the laws on the books. That's it. The laws are there. You're just not enforcing the laws. Okay, the laws are right there. You're refusing to enforce the laws. That is the only thing that has changed here. If you just went back and actually enforce the laws of the land, then we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. If you enforce the laws that we have on the books right now, we would be in great shape. You guys are trying to set the house on fire every day and burn enough of the house up that finally somebody says, all right, screw it. We got to rebuild. That's how you're doing it. That's what this is. That's how you're trying to get this account. All right, well, the system's so broken, there's no way to get rid of all the illegal immigrants, the 20 million that are in this country, so give them all amnesty, then we'll secure the border, then we'll start all over, and then 10 years from now, we'll let all the people that sneak in the next 10 years back in and give them amnesty again. This is no different than what happened with Reagan. This is why if you don't actually have a secure border, you're actually never fixing the problem. We should have a border wall. We should have a secure border. And Republicans should dig in on this and secure the border no matter what. I also don't believe we should give amnesty out to every single illegal immigrant that's in this country. I don't think we owe anybody citizenship. I don't care if you've been here 3 years or 5 years or 20 years. If you broke in, you should have to get in line. People say, well, that's not fair. They've been here, they have houses, they have things here. There are consequences for your actions. If you're involved in a criminal activity, you don't get me saying, I feel sorry for you. You knew that you were playing this game when you got here. You knew that you were breaking our laws when you got here. If things get flipped upside down on you, why should I care? I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just being honest about the law. This is all in my opinion about the law. Is the system broken? Yes, it absolutely is. The system is broken. Do we need to fix it? I don't know if we need to fix it. We just need to enforce the damn laws that are on the books. That's all we need to do. The Democrats refuse to do that. It's not in their best interest. This is something they don't want to actually accomplish. And that's why you have all the people in the media, they're saying, well, we know the system's broken. We know things are bad. We know that this is something that needs to be done. We know that things are, you know that this is something that we've got to work on. Right? We know that, you know, okay, this is something that there has to be some sort of reform. Got to be reform. I would love for there to be some reform. I really would. But if your reform means giving out and handing out amnesty, I'm not in favor of that. You know, Biden even came out the airport. He was going on vacation saying that ending Title 42 is overdue. So there's no pandemic now, right?
What's your reaction to Title 42?
President Biden is
not going to decide until June,
apparently. And we apparently have to enforce it. But I think it's overdue.
Will you discuss running for re-election in St. Croix?
He walks over, he says, I think it's long. The court is not going to decide until June, apparently. In the meantime, we have to enforce it, but I think it's overdue. So just know that this next year, when they start talking about COVID outbreaks and shutting things down again, which they will, understand that this is what they're really all about. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. On the issue of Title 42, you notice that the media and the politicians, they don't actually look at what the polls say either, because they don't like what the polls say. 8 of 10 Americans, that's 80%, want to keep Title 42 and are sick and tired of the invasion. Republicans, independents, and Democrats voters strongly support the preservation of Title 42 border barrier, according to a December poll by Harvard. The poll asked 1,851 registered voters about the barrier, which was established by President Donald Trump and is being removed by Joe Biden until the court stepped in for at least a moment to figure this out. Title 42, the voters were told in this poll, is that simple regulation providing that because of COVID, those who attempt to cross the border illegally can be sent to Mexico to wait for a court date. Do you think that provision should be continued and those asylum seekers kept out of the U.S., or do you think the rule should be repealed and those migrants allowed to come into the U.S. to wait for a court date? Here's the numbers that they don't want you to know, because they want you to believe that if you're in favor of law and order that you're somehow like a bigot or a racist, okay? 76% of swing voters, that would be independents, want the barrier to be preserved, along with 80% of Republicans, and here's where Democrats are wrong. 79% of Democrats say they want it to be in place. Now, they may want it to be in place truly from a health perspective. 67% of Hispanics and 77% of African Americans want the barrier to be preserved as well. So if you think that Hispanics are in favor of open borders, you're wrong. 67% say no, and 77% of African Americans want the barrier preserved. The Harvard-Harris poll shows greater support for migration curbs than other polls that ask Americans about Biden's migration. This difference likely shows how the public uses Title 42 law as a cover for their rejection of the relentless cheerleading for more wealth-shifting migration from the establishment media CEOs and political leaders. The Title 42 barrier has been seen mostly dismantled by the Biden's border chief, the Cuban-born pro-migration zealot Mayorkas. For example, in November, Mayorkas allowed many, in fact, allowed 7 out of 10 migrants across the U.S. to compete for jobs as well as housing. Many of the rejected migrants hire cartel guides to help them walk across the border at nighttime if they are caught and turned away at the border as well. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering whether or not to delay the shutdown of Title 42 program, as they also assess if the administration has been refusing to enforce the nation's border laws, which obviously they have. The White House officials are now trying to remove the Title 42 barrier and replace it with other legal fig leaf policies that would help the establishment media, the Democrats, and the GOP to hide Biden's movement of more economic migrants into the U.S. housing and workplace. The switch is politically difficult because Biden's deputies are trying to please their base of pro-migration investors and progressives, but also the pro-American voters who are needed in the 2024 presidential election. Now, here's what my takeaway is from all this. they're going to flood this country with as many illegal immigrants for as long as they can, and then they're going to force you with a gun to your head into giving everybody that does get across amnesty, the American dream. And they're going to do this, and they're not going to stop. And then once they get that deal and they claim, all right, we'll give you security, they're going to try to undermine immediately that security and keep allowing illegal immigrants to come in. So another 5-10 years from now, we'll do it all over again and allow for more illegal immigrants to become American citizens. They're never going to secure the border. Democrats are going to always refuse that. They want to replace you and cancel your vote out with illegal immigrants that they give amnesty to. This is a political move, and they are not going to stop. And until Republicans in Congress get their heads out of their rear end, this will continue to happen.
Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media so other people can hear about this story about how dangerous our open border is. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto-download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.